KB4 CBA Mobile.
Don said, jump to work, so I'm heading off to work.
This ain't the crack of dawn.
I've already put in 60 hours this week, and my back just did not want to get up and function this morning.
Yeah, mine doesn't either. Every time I hear that phrase, crack of dawn, I think about, we had this, young lady in college, and I was a music major, so we went on tour the week of that we were on spring break. We took, that's when we took our choir tour, but it was fun. I mean, I didn't have a lot to do for spring break anyway, there was a girl in there, and her name was Dawn, and she bent over one day, and we saw, see the crack of dawn.
Yeah, the crack of dawn and O-Dark 30 are two different times. I think O-Dark 30 is actually a little bit earlier.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat that. I was down in a hole there. I was losing the repeater.
Dark 30 and crack of dawn are two different times, and O-Dark 30 is a little bit earlier.
Oh, me. Well, I tell you. Are you doing any HF?
When I'm not driving to and from work on site, I am actually doing HF. This has been rare. I've been on the repeater a lot this week.
Well, I play tennis about six times a week, twice on a couple of days, and it averages out to six. So I think the only day I haven't played this week was yesterday. Actually, I had a mixed doubles for yesterday, but it fell through. But anyway, see if I'm in the repeater here. Well, what was I going to tell you about that? Well, I don't know. So carry on there. Your turn, KB4 CBA.
And KJ4 CTD Mobile. You're making it mostly into the repeater. It was a little scratchy there.
I don't know what it is, but I'm on the Edwards Road almost the entire way. Let me just put it this way. I live in Taylor's, and right on Rutherford Road, almost where it intersects Wade Hampton. So we got a little subdivision back there, 250 houses in Pheasant Ridge. But anyway, once I get on Edwards Road, I take Edwards Road all the way to Pelham, and depending on the traffic, I'll either turn left on Pelham or go over the hill there and get on Orchard Drive. But this whole drive on Edwards Road is just, it's just awful. I have trouble, and it varies. Some days it's better than others, but that's just the way FM is.
The entire first half of your conversation, that stretch of road from Wade Hampton to Pelham area, there's a lot of low spots there, and you got some Paris Mountain shadow in that too.
It's interesting because this big chunk of dirt between me and the repeater where I live is called Paris Mountain. And I could hit the 82 machine good, but I have a little J-pole up on the back of the house where the HOA can't see it. And that's what I use to, when I'm inside the house, if I want to get on 2 meters. And it works very well.
That's over, Powell and Edwards, more or less. But she's ever in one of those neighborhoods. And I always have problems with Paris Mountain when I'm over at her place. Caesar's Head is really hit and miss on that.
So FM's line of sight, so you can see them, you can talk to them, or if you can see the repeater, you can hit it, usually, unless you got some kind of problem. So, and it doesn't like to go through dirt, and oh me. But anyway, I was asking you about HF because I'm putting up it's up, but I got to take it back down and kind of I'm putting a plate on it. It's a vertical antenna. It's a Hustler B6BTV. Cover 6 bands, 10 through 80, and I've got a plate made for it with the help of Chad. I can't remember Chad's call right off the bat, but I guess R-U-E is the suffix, but anyway. And so I've almost got that ready, and I got to drill a few holes through it and attach it to the antenna, run my radios, and it should give me a lot better performance with those radios.
Two radios, listen to me. I have two antennas for HF. I have Carolina Wyndham 80, which covers pretty much all the bands I want to hit. It's 80 meters through theoretically 6, but I've never actually made a 6-meter contact on it. And that sits at my house all the time. And then I picked past February down at the Orlando Ham Fest, and I picked up a buddy pole. And that seems to do pretty well and lets me point the signal a little bit better.
Right, a buddy pole. I've never heard of that. And I want to hear more about that, but I'm going to have to hear about it later because I'm backing into a parking place here. I've got about 12 minutes to get inside and check in and stretch and get on court. So I'm going to have to let you run there and be careful out and about. But it's good talking to you, and I'm glad that antenna is working out for you. Anyway, I'll clear out here after your final, KB4 CPA 73s.
Hey, because I'm getting ready to hit the slot and switch bands. So, it was good talking to you. You have a fun time. Get all that exercise. You can exercise for me too. KJ4 CTD, and I'll be clear.
You still there?
Go ahead.
So, do you ever talk on 440?
I know there's some 440 repeaters around, but I don't. Usually, if I'm doing 440, it's like a site event or something.
Okay. Well, I just wonder. This is ICOM will do 440. It's also a crossband repeater radius, the 2730, and. But anyway, Just thought I'd ask. All right, 73 is KV4 CBA.
KV4 CBA, clear.